Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
We're live in studio with Joe Bonamassa. Hi, Joe.
How you doing?
Good. Thanks for dropping by.
No problem.
He performs tonight, opening up for Greg Allman and Friends. That's at the Promo West Pavilion, and we'll give some tickets away in just a little while, along with your brand new CD.
Cool.
Which I think you're going to play a couple new songs from this CD.
Absolutely.
What's this first one you're going to do?
Well, I'm going to do the title track. This is called So It's Like That.
Great.
Cool.
I was under the impression that everything was cool. I came up feeling I paid for a loser like that, baby. So we like that. How is it if you break my heart again? You turn my best position to the corner to hock it. I keep a feeling your hands are in my pocket, so it like that, baby. So we like that. How easy it is, you break my heart again. Oh, look out. My best position to the corner to hock it. I keep feeling your hands are in my pocket, so we like that, baby. So we like that. How easy it is to break my heart again. So we like.
Bonamassa live from Studio A, the title track of his latest album. And he opens up tonight for Greg Allman's Friends at the Promo West Pavilion. We're going to give his new CD away right now. Caller number 5-821-9223 and a pair of tickets for tonight's show at the pavilion. Doors are at 8 o'clock or good. 7 o'clock, actually.
7 o'clock. I play at 8. So.
Wow. Well.
That's a good deal, right? Pair of tickets.
Nice little package going
nice
on there.
Nice little package. That's a good deal.
So you're on a tour with Greg Allman and Friends, and I know he played on your first album, A New Day Yesterday.
Right.
Have you been like buddies since the album, or when did you guys meet? Or,
well, I met him through actually two people introduced me to Greg. One was the late Tom Dowd, who was the producer of my first record, and the other was Michael Kaplan from Epic Records. I was signed to Epic Records, and so that's how I kind of got. I met him, and he was nice enough to come in and play some B3. I mean, the first record we were making a very like traditional three-piece record, and they were like, "Yeah, we need some B3 on this." You know, he's like, "Oh, we call Greg up." And like, I was like, "Cool, you know, he's gonna play on it." So that's kind of how I met him, and it's been great. You know, being on tour with him, he's just a cool dude, and just you know, it's a great band, and I'm just excited to be there. So
and at just 25, you're
right
out there doing crazy things.
Exactly.
And very successful at such a young age. But even at age 12, I think I see your B.B. King shirt, so that's reminding me of
right.
Opening up for him at such a young age.
Yeah, you know, it's like, it was funny because I was you know, basically, I've been doing this for 13 years, even though I'm only 25. I've been doing it more than half my life professionally,
right.
You know. But, yeah, I was, like, you know, opening for BB when I was 12. And doing. I've just been doing this basically since I can remember. You know, yeah. I've been playing guitar for 21 years. And just one of those things. I mean, it's just one of those things I love to do. And that was the deal that my parents cut with me a very long time ago when it was, like, you know, I was 12. And you're like, hey, if you ever, like, if this is never not fun, then just don't do it, so. And 13 years later, hasn't become not
it's
fun
still
yet.
Been
so,
fun. Yeah. So yeah, you started really, really young. Did any of your siblings, if you have any, or your parents play guitar? Is that where you first picked it up at age 4?
Well, my dad played. He was a guitar player, and still is. He owns a vintage guitar shop in upstate New York. And there was guitars around the house always. And I was just kind of, I think what I was doing is I was clawing at a very expensive guitar one day, and he decided to buy me my own when I was like 4.
Hands up.
Yeah, so he taught me how to play, and I kind of took some lessons and, you know, picked a lot of it on my own, and it's just one of those kind of deals. It was really cool because, I started at such a young age, and it was just something I always knew I wanted to do. So.
Well, let's hear another one from this new one.
Cool. Cool, new strings are in tune today. I like this.
Joe Bonamassa live from Studio A, waiting for me, another one off the new album, So It's Like That. He performs tonight at 8 o'clock. Don't miss the opener. That's Joe Bonamassa tonight.
Yeah, get there early, because we headline too, and there's like a lot of times like, people get there late, and I feel bad for the opener, but now I'm the opener, so
all right,
what
then.
I'm trying to do is get people out early. Well, it's a good night of music, because the changeover is very fast, and Greg just goes right on, and it's seamless, is what I would call it.
Well, there you go. Doors are at 7 o'clock again. Showtime is at 8 o'clock with Joe Bonamassa. Before the two albums that you've done yourself,
right,
the solo albums, you were in a group called Bloodline, I believe.
Can I was.
Talk about that, and who was in that with
well,
you?
Well, that band was a combination of sons of famous musicians and a very pudgy 14-year-old guitar player named Joe Bonamassa. So, we had Miles Davis' son Aaron played drums, and Robbie Krieger's son Waylon played guitar, and Barry Oakley's son from the Almonds played bass. He has Barry Oakley Jr. And we had a lot of fun with that band. We just went all over the country, and I spent age 13 through 19 with that band, and it was we had a blast. It was a cool little group.
So. Nice little lineup there.
Nice little lineup. And you know, we put out one record for EMI and did very well, and so people kind of dug it. And still to this day, the people who come out to my shows now, I'd say half of them, you know, bring their Bloodline records for me to sign.
And
it's
cool.
Yeah, so it's cool because it's like people they've kind of known me for 10 years now. So.
Do you still have those CDs at your shows or just?
No, we don't sell the Bloodline ones at the shows. We should probably probably call up EMI and get a couple of boxes. But we sell a whole bunch of stuff with the DVDs, live videos. We have a live record out now too. So it's like it's the fine line of Joe Bonamassa products. We have T-shirts. And stuff. You know, it's there's so much stuff with my name on it. I just discovered the other day there's beach bags. I didn't know there was beach bags. They printed up beach bags with my name. I'm trying to get the girls to come out. I'm trying to do anything. You know, what are you gonna do?
I'm sure there's gonna be plenty of those.
So beach bags, not girls, right?
So you've been listening to a lot of things these days, blues, bluegrass, rock,
right,
singer-songwriters. What sticks out for you right now? What's your like thing that's turning you on?
Well, I got to tell you, I just picked up Fresh Cream that I haven't had. I haven't had a copy. I used to have it on vinyl when I used to have a turntable. And that record just, to me, is like, it's what I remembered why I do a power trio and not a, you know, four or five member band. Because it's just like, it's so like big and that's kind of what we've always kind of based our sound around is that those early Cream records. And what else were we listening to in the vehicle is, what is it? Peter Gabriel, Secret World Live, what he put out like 10 years ago. Excellent record. We love all that progressive stuff, you know, like Mahavishnu and stuff. We love progressive rock, and we're kind of a progressive rock blues band, and you know, we're like we play just as much King Crimson as we do like Robert Johnson. So.
Joe Bonamassa, he's live from Studio A today, here on your public radio station. We're gonna give one last pair of tickets away, and
there you go,
your new CD. Thank you so much. It's a great CD, and
thanks for having me. You know,
thanks for dropping by.
No problem. And Promo we'll West Pavilion.
Tonight at 8 o'clock. Doors are at 7. Don't miss the 8 o'clock opener, Joe Bonamassa.
Exactly.
Thanks for dropping by. What's this last one?
Oh, well, since we're talking about old blues and old British blues, let me do Cradle Rock, which is a Rory Gallagher song. Would you let me rock? If I was a booty, would you let me turn? If I was an animal swimming in the trees, yeah. If I go out my cell phone, dear, will you put your dogs on me, yeah. If I was an island, would you let me see? If I was an anchor, would you have me caged? If I was somebody else, would you act your age? Give me a sign if you're getting higher than you. Pray it doesn't happen. This time I'll make you see it.
cages.